Hello and good morning to you. How are you? It's Monday, yes, 5th of September, 2011. A few days after my birthday, I'm sitting here wondering, oh, where has the summer gone? Well, I don't know. But anyway, moving on from that, I do a lot of that contemplation stuff, you know, yes. Moving on, we take a look now at the BBC. This is the official press office, yes. If you're a regular listener to the English programme, you'll be aware we do like to check out what's going on at old Antibeeb, yes. And we do like to let you know of all the little gems and things which appear on this wonderful little resource, which is the sort of press office section of the official BBC website. It's bbc.co.uk/press office. It gives you all kinds of information. You don't even need to, when you get those sort of free television guide things in the papers on the weekend, you don't need that, forget that. I'm giving you all the information you need to know here. So, let's have a little look. What's going on here? September the 5th, 8 p.m. tonight. It's those EastEnders again. And it says here, Alfie and Kat. You see, I know who Alfie is. I do. I saw him. Mr. Ritchie. Performing at the Liverpool Empire a while back. Yes, he was playing Ebenezer Scrooge, and he's got a pretty good singing voice, I do have to say. He's very good at holding the long notes, yes. Anyway, Alfie and Kat continue to argue over recent revelations in this week's first visit to Walford. I had quite a good time watching all the... There was a sort of a string of compilation episode things on over the summer. I was watching with me mum. Sort of like the best of the weddings and the best of the Beals versus the other lot. I've forgotten the names, but who was it? The Beals versus some. I've forgotten. I don't know. But all different ones, and like the best of the Christmas episode. Very good. Yes, and you sort of see Lofty and Michelle may have appeared as well. I think I've got a video, which I keep meaning to sit down and watch, the Den and Angie years. Yes, it's great. I'm planning on watching it with my mum as soon as possible. Yes. Anyway, so Syed wants to find a way to get in touch with Amira to discuss his divorce. Rose lands a job, and Cora finds refuge living with Dot. Of course, Polly Perkins, if I'm not mistaken, I've read about this a while ago, I think this is correct, and she, of course, was in El Dorado. El Dorado, possibly my favourite soap of all times, even. I've been to see the set twice. Big fan of El Dorado. I can't say it, but the programme that was done in Spain here. I was distraught. I was devastated when it was cancelled. But I think they made about 256 episodes before they bowed out, which is pretty good. I think most of the programmes I've got into, they make 12 episodes and then it gets cancelled. So I think 256 is pretty good, actually. But sort of, if I had a copy of them, I could watch them again and again and again. I hope they bring them out on DVD or something. I can only hope. Yes, I can only hope. I've got my box set of various things. A little nice box set of El Dorado would be quite nice. But there we go. So look out for that. That's EastEnders tonight. 8 p.m. BBC One. And all things going on there. Yes. So there we go. That was on the BBC press office page there. All the information I give you, it's amazing, isn't it? Quite frankly, I'm astounded. I managed to cram so much information into 5 minutes. It really is amazing. We've got 30 seconds left to inform you of an episode of New Tricks called Tiger Tiger. It's the final part, the final episode, 10 of 10. That's tonight, 9 p.m. BBC One. And on BBC Two, Real History of Britain, playing with words there, R-E-E-L. Watch out for that. BBC Two tonight, 6:30. Looks really good. This is the English programme.